Hi all, it's been a while since we last gave you an update, so I thought that I better pull my finger out and share just where we're at with life really. It's been about 2 weeks, and in that time period we've noticed that there has been a decline, certainly in the last week, with Andrew. So to give you an idea as what's going on, Andrew has grown a lot weaker. He's losing weight because his appetite is now starting to dwindle. His ability of being able to chew food is getting harder. So even things, as an example, on Sunday he fancied a sausage sandwich for breakfast. So we did him one, but he could only manage a quarter of it. The sausages were too fibrous for him, even though that they're obviously a good meat content and good protein. He just simply couldn't manage it. The bread was okay, but anything that requires chewing and breaking up just requires just too much effort for Andrew. So we've changed his diet. His diet is now consisting purely of soft foods, soup, noodles, rice, mashed potato, and even with some of that, his appetite isn't what it was a couple of weeks ago. So of course he is losing weight on that, and certainly by the course of the day, his ability at being able to speak clearly is also becoming more and more difficult. He dribbles a lot. He doesn't realize that he's doing it because he's got no real ability at feeling his mouth and his lips. So with that means that he is dribbling, and so he does get a little bit conscious of that, to the degree that he makes his lips a little bit sore by constantly wiping them with tissues. So we're just trying to help him go through those sort of stages with it. Don't think for 1 minute that suddenly life is drastically wrong. It's not. Andrew is still sleeping well at night. He typically just crashes out from about 9:30, 10:00, and he sleeps right the way through to about 8:30, 9:00 the next morning. He's got an airflow mattress, which basically is just a topper mattress on top of an ordinary mattress, which sends ripples of air through him, just so that he's not lying in one position all night, because he is prone to obviously getting bed sores. In the mornings, we get him up because he doesn't have the ability or strength to be able to get himself up, so we get him up, get him washed, dressed, and then we have a gentle breakfast. This morning, Andrew tried to have peanut butter on toast, even though it was a smooth peanut butter. He literally only managed about half a slice of toast, so we've now reverted to probably porridge. But if it's anything like all of us, that you want to go with what you fancy rather than what it is that you simply just cannot eat. But you know, Andrew's still smiley, he's still engaging. He knows who he is, he knows who we are. He is forgetful on some other activities. We had a conversation this morning just about who was coming over this evening to say hello and have a cup of tea with us. And within an hour, he completely forgot who was coming, and we had to explain it all again to him. So he sort of like things jog his memory as the day goes on, but he does forget certain things. Where else are we at? We have to do all the lifting for him now. He doesn't have the strength to be able to lift himself up and lock his elbows into place so that we can undress and dress him, help him and assist him with the toilet activity. So what we tend to do is we have a harness belt and we strap that around his waist, and then I lift him. Michael then does everything else in the sense of the undressing and the dressing, so that way we're trying to have our roles that we play to be able to assist Andrew. Where else are we at? I'm not sure what else to sort of like share with you, other than the fact that he's still in good spirits. His appetite is going bad for him. Does he look well? Probably not. I think it's harder for us to be able to give you an indication on that, because we're the ones that see him 24/7. But he really struggles with regards to his eyesight, his ability at talking, his ability at being able to eat, and just general exhaustion. But we did wonder whether that was down to his steroids being reduced. But his steroid is something that gives him energy rather than the ability, and it's the ability that's being affected now. So what does this mean for us? Don't know. We're not going to second guess it. Michael does see a lot of similarities between Andrew and how Michael's mum was a couple of weeks before her death, because obviously he nursed and supported her during the course of the last few weeks of her life 5 years ago. So we're not strangers to being able to look and spot the signs of what's going on with Andrew. But also you don't necessarily want to be putting timelines, because then you're constantly living against the clock. We've got used to the fact that Andrew's disabled. We do everything for him. We still have a great time. We still have a laugh. We still have a joke. But there's certain things that just jolt you back to reality on the things he does and some of the things that he tries to sort of like say and come out with, that you suddenly, it gives you that wake up call that it's not all roses, it's not all okay, and the inevitable will be happening at some point, because it's very easy to become very complacent with looking after somebody, and you think that this is just normal life now. It is normal life, but that normal does change on a daily, weekly, and the long term basis. We're smiling, we're getting on with it. I'm still working from home. Michael does a lot of the main caring during the day, and then I stop what I need to do to be able to assist on the lifting and stuff like that. And then we just make the most of every opportunity that we can, and every minute that we can. So that's where we're at. If you do want to get in contact with us because you've got questions, please do. You're more than welcome to, and we'll be more than happy to cover them on the podcast, just so that everybody is getting that same information as well. So feel free to get in touch with us either via Facebook or email is keepairing@hotmail.com, and we'll be more than happy to share stuff with you, because this is not a normal situation. So I imagine it's very interesting for other people to know what it's like living in circumstances like this. So we're always happy to be truthful, honest, and share with you what's going on if you want to ask a question. So please feel free to. Until next time, thanks very much for listening. Bye for now.